Yo, welcome to the Enter the Shell show. This is Jamstain, and this is a song called Three Click.
Broadcasting live from NoHo 2 Studio. It is the Enter the Shell show, and you just heard Aiden, Ryan, and Ainsley, also known as Jamstain. And if you're not in the know, let me now school you. This is perhaps the most successful underground jam band that your ears have witnessed. So thank you guys so much for coming on the show. Really appreciate that. You guys just gave me some street cred.
Hell yeah, man.
I know you guys have been on a very extensive tour. You're just coming off of that. All of July, you were touring what, like the... Where were you guys touring? Mainly the Texas and Midwestern states, or where?
We did a little bit of everything right there. We first started off in Arizona, then went through Texas and Louisiana, and then up through like Arkansas and Oklahoma and Kansas, and made our way back through like Denver and then Reno and the northern area too. So kind of made a big old loop all the way back home, and did it in like 24 days. Something like
what that. Was that like for you guys being in the van together? I know your brothers with Aiden, Ainsley, and so you're already used to his antics already.
Yeah, no, we're pretty mellow. We're pretty chill, so you know, everything's cool. The only thing that sucked, we weren't actually in the van, we were in a truck. So when you sit in the back of the truck, you gotta stop like every Oh, no.
Yeah, we had the regular, hours, dude. The extended cab, Colorado, you know, so it wasn't too big.
Yeah. What was the weather like? Because I know it's summer here, but summer here is not nothing compared to the real summer out there, right?
Well, it was a sauna all over the Midwest, total sauna.
Really?
It was heavy duty.
And so, like, when you guys would go and do your shows, would it be packed or would it not be packed because of the heat? Or did that have any effect?
You know, there's bars where they're packed, you know, no matter what, you know. And there's other bars that, you know, it's the first time we've ever been there and we just played a local crowd. You know, usually at least 20, 30 people, hopefully, you know.
Now, you guys just released a brand new album, Droppin' a Deuce. I saw the art work on your Facebook, which, by the way, let me plug that, facebook.com/Jamstain. Who did the artwork for that?
I drew the cover a couple months ago just randomly, but it's not like, you know, was never meant to be an album cover, but yeah, it ended up being one, so.
Yeah.
It's like, that looks pretty damn cool. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, too, and I don't know if I so much believe this, because you guys secretly went in to record this album. Now, not like compared to regular, you know, bands that once they're in the studio, they're tweeting, they're doing YouTube videos or whatever, just to let people know kind of what the recording process is like for them. But with you guys, it was completely different. What you guys did was you guys kept everybody out of the loop, or at least everybody in the internet world. I don't know. Were there people that you were talking to while you were doing this project, or was there nobody? It was just like a secret thing.
It's pretty much something we just did in between playing a bunch of shows and shit. And it wasn't like, hey, we're going to do this, we do that. Like, the thing was recorded in one day. So it was like, okay, we got a bunch of songs, let's get them done. And then it was more about just getting the package together. And yeah, we didn't really want to lead anybody on or anything, just get the CD out.
You guys are a jam band. So what's really hard to do is to encapsulate one song, you know, because anytime you go out and you start playing, it's going to be a completely different song, right? Or is that not the mindset with you guys?
We'll jam on songs like crazy. But, I mean, we have, like, you know, we have tunes that we know and that we do, but
yeah, we have a question. By the way, Jose from After, he's in the house. You can find him.
Oh yeah,
refda.com. I highly implore you, go check out his website and his band.
Is this mic working?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a huge fan. We played some shows together, and they're one of the best bands I've heard in my whole life, which is cool to coexist with musicians like this. But how long you guys been together? I never knew. When we started playing shows together, how long you guys had been a band?
That was pretty fresh. I think we're like 2 years in, something like that, a little bit over 2 years in.
So when you met us, it was probably about like the first 6 months that right. We were playing, you know. So.
And you guys all came from different bands, or like you guys were already playing with different people, or?
Well, these guys play together.
Oh.
Snap. My brother and then
Ryan.
Ryan
and Nathan.
And then I just came along. Kind of fit in with it after a while, yeah. But you know, I don't know. It just worked in, totally, worked itself dude. Out.
No, it's great. I mean, I think in times like these, you know, bands that actually jam, it's striking me as a lost art, you know? It's not really, because there's tons of bands jamming, but the way it used to be years ago, I mean, you guys are kind of prevailing some sort of art that I consider, you know, amazing and pure. And is that a statement for you guys, you know, the whole organic,
it's
the whole band name
could be
is
a lifestyle, you know.
Yeah,
right.
Just going with the flow and having a good time, and you don't have to be this or that to go out there and have a fun time playing music.
Right.
Get to make it your own every time, you know. So.
Yeah, man. Hey, I'll take that. Love you guys. Thank you.
Yeah,
cool. Thank you.
But let's go back to you guys being a jam band, because Ainsley and some of you may recognize that name if you listen to the El Camino Real show. You're the singer for that band.
Yeah.
And what I'm surprised is now that you guys are a jam band that you're not singing with this band. Is that because you choose not to, and you're just more involved with the drumming aspect, or they just don't want you to get all the glory?
No, well, I get the jam and get that, you know, get that off of my chest to, you know, play drums and do that, because I'm really I love playing drums. You know, I like writing songs and doing that. But we actually do songs. Like, we'll cover El Camino songs, and we have songs that we do, and we'll sing and do stuff. But right now, I mean, we're mostly a jam band, instrumental, you know, but we go on tour, we do stuff and have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, let's hear another song, and then we'll have more with my guest, Jamstain, right after we hear the song Harmonic, right here on the End of the Shell show.
Thank you.
facebook.com/jamstain. That's where you can find them at. And you have Dropping a Deuce, which is the hard copy. Yeah, great name, by the way.
Just $5.
And it's only $5. Now, what was the decision for that just to be a hard copy? Is there going to be any kind of transition into that being a digital form?
I'd say let the people that buy it turn it into that, and we'll pass the hard copies off and just spread it out. And we tell everybody that we've sold on the tour and stuff, burn for everybody you fucking know and just spread it around. We don't care. And they're like, no, I'm going to sell it to them. No, burn it and just get the music around. That's all we really want.
That's all you guys all care about. I love that. Now, what I find striking is that your music, you know what? It doesn't need vocal.
A lot of people tell us that.
Yeah, yeah. And so I know you guys kind of tour or every now and then you guys have a guest vocalist that comes on.
We have guest vocalists all the time, you know, it depends on the show. And whoever wants to come and sing with us at certain times, you know, depending on the moment, you know.
Uh-huh. And are these guys your friends or are these just
some friends, some average Joes, some homeless people?
Very true. Well, I mean, and let's talk about that, not necessarily the homeless aspect, but you guys do generator shows, right, where you guys get a generator and then you guys just park somewhere and then you know, play a free show. Yeah. Essentially, whose idea was that first and foremost?
It's kind of a thing that just popped up. Somebody told us to come play a gig on Hollywood and Highland, and they had a generator there, and they said they had permits, and we started playing for 15 minutes, firing up with everybody around, and then the cops showed up and shut us down because they didn't have permits, so they lied to us. And we're like, if we can get away with it right there on the busiest street right there, we could play anywhere. So I just started asking everybody, who's got a fucking generator? Who's got one? And my buddy's like, I got one on my porch.
$50. Exactly like that?
Yeah. I got one on my porch. That Almost. Was actually it. Yeah. sold it to us for $50, and it's been the fourth member of the band ever since.
Nice, nice. I know you guys just recently did one. Where was the last one that you did? Was it in Texas?
No. Oh, well, we did one in Colorado, but the one in Park City, I don't know who wants to tell it, but somebody can talk about it. Utah. Park City, Utah.
One of the city council members of Park City, Utah, we were playing at a city park in Park City where the skate park is right there. We were just jamming out. We had the generator going, and one of the city council members came up. He's like, hey, I got to tell you guys to stop. Well, first he came up. He's like, are you guys just jamming, or are you guys having a party here? I was like, we're just jamming. He's like, well, you know, I got to have you guys stop. You know, I'm part of the city board. I got to tell you to stop. You know, I was like, all right, you know. He's like, what can we do to keep playing here? He's like, go to the Parks and Rec office. You know, I was like, not going to happen. You know, we're only there for a certain amount of hours, so that ain't happening. So, I ask him, can we play one more song? He's like, yeah, that's fine, you know. Turn it up to 11. So we start playing. We play that song through. We turn off everything. We start unplugging. He comes walking back. He's like, yeah, man, play a couple more tunes, man. Just don't tell him I didn't tell you. You guys are good. You know, it's really fucking hilarious.
He was yelling at us like he was a cop. I thought he was a cop because he's turned, you know, he's in the back of me.
Yeah.
And like these guys like, hey, hey. And I thought it was a cop, dude. I was like, all right, here we go. We're going to get, you know, totally shut down. But he was like, dude, jam it.
Where were you?
A couple more tunes.
In the back of your head, we're like, meh, copper, see? Can't do that.
Well, the cops are usually cool when they get us with the generator.
Like, really?
They'll either be like, hey, you know, a couple more songs, I didn't see you, or just you guys got to stop.
Yeah. Do you guys win over crowds very easily because your sound is so succinct and so just pretty much groovy?
Well, you know, we like to play towards, you know, we'll play different sounds every night depending on the place we play. You know, if it's a punk rock place or a wine bar, you know.
You guys play wine bars? Nice.
We can do death metal shit too, so.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, depending on the area of what's going on, you know.
Funk, jazz. Metal,
yeah,
thrash metal.
Now was it different? Because now you guys are coming in kind of to my hood, to my show, and you guys have to kind of sit down and kind of plot out, because when you guys go out, it's all a matter of I'm feeling the crowd and let's play this song. Now it's like, okay, I got to pick four or five songs that define us as a band. Do you feel that these songs define you as a band?
We're playing the more set songs, yeah, I guess.
The ones that are cool, though, that
we
can always
switch
get
up
good.
One of the next ones and make it a total.
We can. Version. Dude, we can do whatever we want. So. It's my show.
2 hours of Enter the Show.
I'll run out of film.
It'll be two songs, too. Hour song.
Really? Do you guys do that? Do you guys just jam for like 1 hour straight?
Not 1 hour, but you know, I think the longest we've gone was like 45 minutes, yeah. 35, 45
when,
minutes.
When we started, we would do complete improvised sets, and there was no songs to start out with, so that was just however long the set was what we made up.
Yeah.
You guys had one day to record this album. Tell me about that pressure, or was there pressure? Was it you guys walked in and then all of a sudden you guys just jammed and whatever happened, or was it like, no, come on guys, we gotta like get our shit together and we gotta like make a song?
No, there was sound pressure in the garage that we recorded in, killing our brains.
Yeah,
that's what happened, dude.
That's the only thing.
Seriously. And it was a million degrees. So we were like, dude, get the shit done, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but now that it's out, you guys are enjoying it?
Yeah, for sure.
Nice.
Yeah, I love the raw quality.
And what are people finding when they buy it? That they love it even more? Or because capturing a band like you guys is so hard in a studio to get that raw energy. And then to see you guys live, it's like even doper, you know?
Well, we record it all live, yeah. So that's the main thing.
Do you feel that your raw energy came across in this album?
Yeah, for sure.
Nice.
It sounds good, you know, like I like the sound of it, you know. I don't usually like the sound of all our recordings because, you know, we'll record things 10,000 times, you know, over and over and over again, just randomly for ourselves, just to get the songs down and stuff like that, you know, to actually hear a recording, you know, that we are down to put out, you know. So, yeah, for sure, you know, I'd have to like it if we put it out, you know. So. I like it. Sounds good.
Nice. Were we going to do Blown Fuse, or were we going to change it up?
Oh, we'll do Blown Fuse for sure.
Okay. All right. We're going to play Blown Fuse, and then we're going to put you guys in the celebrity corner. I'm interested to see kind of your thoughts on celebrity and whatnot. All that next coming up right here on the Enter the Shell Show. We'll be right back. Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about, guys. Real quick, before we get in the celebrity corner, I wanted to know if you guys still make your own t-shirts.
Yes, we do.
And is there a night that you guys just, you know, dedicate to making shirts? Or how does that go by? And where can one find one of these Jamstain shirts?
At the Jamstain shows.
Nice.
Exactly.
Hippie style shit. But yeah, we just make them. And when we see it running low, it's like, God damn, we got to make some shirts. Oh, fuck, we really need to make some shirts. And then the next day, it's like, we really need to make some fucking shirts. And then we just do a bunch of them.
Yeah, exactly. Before a show one day, you like realize you run low. Slice them out, you know?
Yeah. Dude, who owns the equipment for that?
We all do.
You all do?
Yeah.
Are you guys like with the Constructicons? Each one of you guys owns a little piece, and you guys get together and then creates one? Or?
No, we have like a little mini band fund, you know, that we use for those types of situations to make our own shirts so we can build up the band fund to, you know, build the band.
Yeah, we got the nice silk screen.
Nice.
Yeah, the little personal style one.
Yeah.
So. Oh yeah, we sew them. We got, you know, we got the everything. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Totally kidding. You know, we buy bulk shirts, and then got a silk screen. My buddy did, you know, and then this girl in Colorado designed it for us, you know, and then we just slice them out, you know.
Did you bring any for me?
We got them in the truck.
We got them in the truck. Yeah.
Nice. I'll buy one. I'll buy one. That'll be nice.
You got CDs too? $5
a piece? Is there any packages that you got going? You buy a shirt and a CD or anything like that for like $6 or something?
Yeah, we'll do a deal. We'll do a drunk deal.
Nice. Nice. It's now time to get into the celebrity corner. And are you guys fans of Nirvana?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, it seems that where Kurt Cobain lived, they were trying to get a bridge named in his honor, but the city council decided not to do that, and that's only because they didn't want to glorify kind of, and this is kind of what pissed me off. They're like, well, we don't want to glorify his substance abuse along with suicide, and it's like, well, you know, if you named a bridge after him, you know, why do you automatically have to think of bad shit? You know, why can't you just look at the person and be like, well, he lived a very short life, but at the same time, he made some amazing contributions to music. And I just wanted to know your guys' thoughts on that. Well, wow.
There is a lot of drug use under bridges. Just name a park after him. And then, you know, everyone can just do drugs there. And kids can play, too. Shit.
Isn't it a small logging town?
Yeah.
With short-minded people?
I think so. I think so.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, and I agree with you. It should be named after him, obviously. You know, it put that tiny little city on the map. And yeah. But no, I wouldn't. I understand why they would do that. You know, he emancipated himself from that tiny little, you know, conservative little town, you know. So.
Yeah.
But they should definitely have it named. That'd be kind of cool.
Right. Well, what they did instead was they did a compromise. They did like a small little area, a small little strip of property, and they called it Cobain Landing. But at the same time, the reason why they wanted to do that bridge was because that's the bridge that he talks about in the song Something in the Way. Right. And that's kind of why. And he always said that whenever he was under that bridge, that was like his most inspirational time. And that's when he would write the most. So that's why they wanted that aspect. But they said, nah, you know what? We're just going to give you another piece of the pie. Which, you know, hey, it's something at the same time. It's not exactly what we wanted, but it's something. Moving right along. Kanye West. Are you guys Kanye West fans?
Not really.
No?
Not the biggest.
No. Are you guys Jay-Z fans?
Nah, not really.
No, not really. Then this is perfect for you guys. they're just finishing up their latest album, which is about to drop. And I know Jay-Z and Kanye, what's the name of this? The name of the song is, the album is King's Throne. Or Watch the Throne. That's the name. And they're about to go on tour to go promote this album. But Kanye, he wants this like big, huge, elaborate setup. Whereas Jay-Z wants something simple and just clean, you know? If it's simple, it works. And right now they're fighting about that. And I want to know about your guys' setup. Like, do you guys dream of something bigger with pyrotechnics and midgets running around? Or do you guys just want to, like, keep it, like, really simple?
If we could just get some monitors, it'd be cool.
Yeah, monitors.
Definitely simple stuff where that's what I feel about that, man. It's yeah. Like, let the music speak and the lights. Yeah, the lights can make anything look kind of pretty.
Give us LED lights, not the PARs, because the PARs heat us up, dude.
Get too hot.
I'll tell you that right now.
Moving right along. Do you guys play like Xbox or PlayStation? Are you guys big video game fanatics?
Nah, not really.
Good. I'm very glad. And this is why. This should be like a public service announcement. There was this 20-year-old kid who sat down on his couch and played for, I shit you not, like 20 hours, and he died. Because he didn't get up and he didn't go around walking or anything.
That's how you
like
build
that.
Up blood clots, man.
No, it was a pulmonary embolism.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You get a blood clot. Yeah. It means you get a blood clot, then it moves to your lungs, and then, you know, it fills up with fluid, and it's like you're dying from pneumonia. You drown to death, you know, from your own blood, pulmonary embolism. So, you know.
Look at you, Aiden. Like, oh, Mr. Hey, Doctor
I know
in the house.
Stuff, right? Everyone's I'm smarter than you think.
So our recommendation is get off the Xbox, get off the PlayStation, and pick up a guitar. Not a Guitar Hero or like, exactly. Or anything like that. Just pick up a guitar, and then you'll be cool.
For a walk sometimes. Shit, you know?
What do you guys like to do for recreational purposes? We get the purposes.
Frisbees, you know, footballs. Frisbees. You know, toss the ball around, you know, go for a hike. Find some kind of canyon to go do something.
Or
in,
go
know?
Do a generator show and pick
exactly.
up all your equipment
oh,
and
yeah,
like
that,
walk
that
it crazy. Walk it 350 feet that way and then carry it all back.
Oh,
go
man.
Go down to Venice, do the half-mile stretch.
Yeah.
I know you guys play down in Venice from time to time, right? Venice loves you.
Oh, they did. The locals kind of
oh,
hate
no,
us.
Oh, no. What happened?
The local vendors just don't like us.
It's like every day is different down there. Yeah. One day they love us, the next day there's like people fist fighting over, hey, let these guys fucking play. No, I'm not gonna let them play. And we're just sitting there like, guys, we'll stop. You know.
Yeah, yeah. It's now time for Artist of the Week. So I'm gonna introduce you guys to Andy. He does Artist of the Week. So
what up, Andy?
If any of you guys ever want to have Artist of the Week, you need to sleep with him. I'm just saying. Or get somebody to.
I already did.
So let's Damn. See if you guys can, he's going to give you guys some clues, and let's see if you can guess who this week's Artist of the Week is.
All right, guys. This week our artist is another New Mexico-based band, and the summer sun isn't the only thing making the desert hot. Our artists have an album set to release at the end of the month after 4 years without an album. Not to mention the heat from their huge fan base in Brazil.
Major clue.
If you're trying to keep cool by going to the beach, remember to play it safe and not get caught in the riptide.
I think that was a clue.
Maybe.
Any guess, guys?
Uh-oh. You got something?
I have no idea.
Do you got something, dude?
You got it, dude.
I don't got
We're
it.
Out We're out of the loop.
No worries. How about this? Do me a favor, guys.
New Mexico.
Log on to entertheshell.com on Friday and find out who this week's artist of the week is.
There you go.
That simple. All right. We got shout outs. Whoa. Right before we do that, we got Nikki. Feel free.
I just want to say when you guys play, it's really awesome watching your facial expressions and like the way you guys express yourselves. Like this. You know when you watch a band, you can like really feel how happy and passionate they are about it. So I've seen bands that just play and go through the motion, but you can tell they really have a passion and enjoy it. Especially the drummer. I really, really, really appreciate and love your smile. I can, like, really feel it. It's awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
This is Georgette, and I have to concur on that one. The drummer is like so happy all the way, and I just love watching him. Yes! Even when his face contorts a little bit from a little bit of trouble, he's like, oh, I got this!
Ainsley, any comment?
Smisley, dude. Smilesley, I don't know, dude.
It's cool. Right now, we're going to hear another song, and then we got shout-outs, and then we're going to find out the moral of the show, all that coming up next, and we are going to hear the song Swingers right here on the Enter the... Or did you want to change it?
We don't... There's no name for this. It's just Swingers because it's kind of swingy. We don't got a name, so if anybody's got a name, let us know.
Okay, no worries. Well, how can they reach you? On your Facebook, Facebook.com/Jamstain. And we're going to have more of my guests right here on the Enter the Shell show. Yeah, if I said it once, I'll say it again. Facebook.com/Jamstain. That's where you can find them at and find out their next kind of tour dates and stuff like that. Do you have any tour dates or anything coming up?
We got for shows. We got the 9th at Old Town Pub. And then the 12th at the Rendezvous in Newhall.
Yeah.
The 15th at Cheetah's Strip Club.
Nice. How do you get a gig like that? Do you get paid in lap dances? Do you get paid in lap dances?
We get paid in girls shaking their asses to the funky music.
Shaking that ass. That is shaking ass music.
It works out.
You could quote me on that. I hope your next CD, you could say, Turtle said that our music is booty shaking for strippers. You can quote me on that. It's now time for shout outs. Do you guys have any shout outs that you guys would like to give out?
We do Fat American Music, yeah, who helped us record, and they're like 2 blocks from here right up the street.
Mike cool. And Gus, man. This guy's got it going.
Yeah.
And hello, Mom, Cheryl Hubbard. And hello, Dad, Kent Hubbard. Yo, it's Ainsley, dude.
Hey, Mom.
I remember last time, you know, if I don't say hi to my mom, she'll, you know.
She'll beat you.
She'll be really pissed off.
I got some shout-outs. Elaine Smith, Proby, Sarah Harper, Tom Stembridge, and to the Open Field, you can find them, theopenfield.com, a cool band. And to Jose and, of course, Ref, after. After Refta.com, so we can find them at, great band. Also, I would like to make kind of a huge announcement. I don't know. I think it's huge to me. EnterTheShell.com now has stickers. Everyone who...
Yeah,
so if you guys want a sticker or whatever, email me and I'll send it to you. I'll send you two. One for your car and the other needs to go somewhere where people could see it because we need to expand the movement that is known as Enter the Shell. We need people to realize that there is great music like Jamstain out there. There's great music like After out there. There's and like they don't provide an outlet, but at Enter the Shell we provide that outlet. Yeah. And I'm very excited and happy that now we're now we're vandalizing shit.
I will help with that. I'm addicted to putting stickers up.
nice. I also want to give a shout out to NoHo 2. What do you guys think of the studio? I know it's changed because they're about to do an art show, and I'll have more details and I'll post that on Facebook and everything like that, so people can come down and view the art. But what do you guys think of the studio?
It's a cool spot.
Nice.
Sick.
What's the name of the guy that owns this place?
Mark Doty.
Yeah, Mark Doty. He filmed us at an after show a while back, and we randomly ran into him a month later, and he's like, "I got the best fucking footage I've ever taken in my fucking life, and it's of you guys playing." And every time we see him, it's like, "Where's the fucking footage?" And he's like, "I don't know.
We want this footage, Mark." Yeah,
so, where is he?
He's holding it for hostage.
Oh, man. Right, that was Mr.
T's fault. Mr. T's, yes. Mr. T's.
Also, do you guys have smartphones?
Nah,
we don't have one.
Oh, man, you guys need to give yourselves your phones an education.
We got to get the iPods, too.
Exactly. You guys need to log on to Stitcher.com because we are streaming on smartphones. You can get the entire Enter the Shell podcast network. And while I'm on it, let me talk to you guys real quick about the podcast network. Not only do you get the greatest show in the world, the Enter the Shell show, but you also get two more shows. You get The Dig and you get The Playlist. All these songs feature independent acts that send us their music and we just play it. You know, the Enter the Shell show is the only live venue where we bring in the artist and we talk to them. The other shows are just, you know, we get music and if we like it, we play it. So all that's all encompassing in the Enter the Shell network. So please go log on to EnterTheShell.com and listen to those other fantastic shows because we're help spreading the word that is music.
Good thing.
Hell yeah, right? Okay, it's now time to bring out the Demoralizer 3000 and find out the moral of today's show. So let me go ahead and start it up, and I'll say a few choice words, and we'll find out the moral of today's show. Bridge, improvisational, Nirvana, dropping a deuce, Xbox, After, Jam Band, Generator Tour, Jay-Z, Kanye West. That means it's done. If you can open up that envelope and read us the moral of today's show.
And the envelope is... And the moral of the story this week is... You don't seem to understand my overwhelming need to watch Space Jam right now. Space Jam's a cool movie.
Yeah.
I love Space Jam.
There's an overwhelming need.
Dude, let's watch it.
That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Enter the Shell Show. My guests have been Jamstain. Check them out on their Facebook, facebook.com/Jamstain. And we are going to leave you now with Garyoki. One second. Before we do, Jose in the house.
I have something to say.
We can do the intro with the questions.
I just wanted to say that Jamstain with fireworks would be an amazing show.
There it is.
One day, 4th of July explosion next year.
Facebook.com/Jamstain. Check them out. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Enter the Shell Show. We are out of here. Later.
EnterTheShell.com. Thanks for distracting.